Welcome to Monday, April 1st. I'm John Weigel here with Ben Berkley, and this is the Hustle Daily Show. The baseball season is freshly underway, and teams are spending money this year like none other. With huge contracts like Ohtani and Yamamoto floating around, it seems like teams think the more they pay, the more likely they'll win a championship. And according to decades of stats, that thinking isn't false. So do higher-paying teams win the big one more often? We'll get into that in a bit, but first let's give you the hits and headlines today in business and tech. Kicking us off, AT&T said it's investigating a data breach that led to the personal data, including social security numbers, of about 73 million current and former customers being released on the dark web. I've only used AT&T for dial-up in the 90s, so hope they didn't get mine from back then. Next, it's the end of the road for Google Podcasts. The app, which has been downloaded about 500 million times, will be discontinued tomorrow, April 2nd, after being used by only 4% of U.S. podcast listeners. So, looks like Google's taking a step back in the podcast game, but they seem to be more interested in developing their AI anyways. Speaking of AI, OpenAI's latest tool, Voice Engine, which needs only a 15-second recording of a person speaking to clone their voice, is kind of here. The company is thankfully pumping the brakes on a wide release to work through the tech's obvious safety concerns, which there are many. Over to the stock market, S&P 500 had its best Q1 in 5 years, up about 10.2% on the strength of, you guessed it, the AI bonanza. Amazon, Alphabet, Microsoft, Meta, and Nvidia did most of the heavy lifting on those gains. And finally, Kid Rock. Geez, late to the party as ever, criticized Ticketmaster for its monopolistic behavior, describing its model as, quote, highway robbery. This comes only just 30 years after Pearl Jam filed a complaint about the company's anti-competitive behavior, and that's actually how Coachella started. Little fun fact for you there on a Monday. Our main story today is a window into the economics of baseball, America's greatest pastime and a place where capitalism reigns supreme. On that subject, the winningest teams in baseball all seem to have something in common, a high payroll. Ben, can you tell us a little more about if money is equated to winning in baseball?
Oh, for sure. I mean, well, let's start with the story of the offseason, which was really the rich getting richer. Obviously, we're in this moment where we are just mere games into the season. Everyone generally has some hope that their team can make some noise this year. Many fan bases will then be really disengaged by the end of April. That's how it always goes because you see your team's not going anywhere. But it's really hard already to feel good if you're a fan of a smaller market team. Let's look at the Los Angeles Dodgers, for instance, who outspent everyone this offseason. They committed $1.1 billion to their class of free agents. Most of that is to the star of all stars, Shohei Ohtani, who got a $700 million deal, which he's actually deferring 97% of it. So I guess they're not paying that much for him right now, but boy, are they going to. Also, they signed Ohtani's fellow Japanese star, Yoshinobu Yamamoto, who hadn't thrown a pitch in Major League Baseball up until this week. He is making $325 million.
Okay.
Yeah. Meanwhile, the New York Yankees added a star in Juan Soto, who is going to get paid absurd amounts of money. He turned down like a $440 million contract extension 2 years ago. So imagine how much he's going to make now.
Wow.
So yeah, there's just so much spending going on, and it is going to almost certainly make a difference in who comes out on top.
Okay.
Because we have three decades of history showing us it matters.
Yeah. And it seems like a lot of these teams are really throwing their money around. You noted that Yoshinobu Yamamoto and Ohtani, both of their salaries seem to line up exactly to $1.1 billion for the Dodgers. So that is fascinating in itself that the players are making this much. But also on the flip side of things, if your team isn't the Yankees, if your team isn't the Dodgers, what do you do? What hope do you have, I guess?
You feel really bad. We'll set the stage and I'll give them some hope because the stage first feels really not good. So a couple of stats from Baseball America. In the last 29 years, 26 of the World Series winning teams ranked in the top half of opening day payroll. So if you're looking to who's going to win this year, statistically, I'd take the bet that it's going to be someone in the top half of that list. Even when three champions didn't start the season there, they ended up there. Two of the three teams that weren't on that list made trades in the middle of the season that put them into the upper half. Wow. So really only one team, which is the Marlins in 2003, have won a World Series ranking in the bottom 10 in payroll. So it's a steep climb if you're not going to spend. However, it's also not a guarantee that you're going to win. I think, you know, look at last season, the three highest spending teams, which were the Mets, the Yankees, and the Padres, they all missed the playoffs.
Yeah.
So you just never know, but you have a pretty good idea already where the winner's coming from.
Right. And if you don't mind me asking, what team do you root for year over year?
The Arizona Diamondbacks.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Who they are, I believe, currently in the top half, which is not normal for them, but that's coming off a surprise World Series run. So like, if there's ever a time to invest, it is right then. So I guess I can still have some hope, but probably still not a lot because they're just so deeply outspent by a number of teams.
Yeah, but for teams like the Oakland A's or other teams around that area of the bottom 10, not looking so bright right now, I'm assuming.
Yeah, I mean, let's just run an exercise with the A's who are at the very bottom of the list here. If you took their entire 25-man roster and merged them into one person with 25 Major League Baseball salaries, that person still wouldn't even make the top 10 list of the league's highest paid players. That's how little they are paying their team. It's really an ugly scene in Oakland because the team's moving out and fans are understandably furious. They're kind of just like thrown in the towel until 2028 when they are supposed to start play in Vegas.
Right.
But yeah, I mean, I think that you look at a team like this gap where essentially, you know, the Dodgers are outspending the A's like nine times over.
Yeah.
And kind of brings up these calls for potentially a salary cap in the league, which, you know, the NBA has one, the NFL has one, the NHL has one. Mm-hmm. Major League Baseball does not.
Yeah.
And so that's something that I'm sure you'll continue to hear a lot more calls for that. That said, it doesn't necessarily equate to like a level playing field. Major League Baseball has actually had more different champions since 2000 than any other league. They've had 16 different teams win in that time. The NBA has had 11 teams win in that time.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I think that there's also like every Major League Baseball team has made a playoff appearance in the last 10 seasons. That can't be said for the NFL.
Sure.
So salary caps is not going to fix everything.
Right. It definitely won't, but it will be interesting to see if that actually happens, given that there are so many players that are well over millions and millions of dollars in the MLB. And of course, one would think, right, it's, I mean, an easy 2+2 equation. If you want to be the best team in the league, if you want to win the World Series, you have to pay the best players to be on your team. And so that's like a one-to-one easy equation, but a lot of teams just can't afford incredible or said to be incredible players like this. And it kind of makes me more than ever want a nice upset this year.
Right? You never know, especially where my team came out of nowhere last year with just a bunch of young guys who put a magical run together. And that can happen for another team that's not spending, you know, way out of pocket. But, you know, again, we just have three decades of evidence in front of us. If you want to win, you probably have to spend and spend a whole lot to put a winning product on the field.
All right, and that's going to do it for us today. Thanks for listening to the Hustle Daily Show. We're a proud part of the HubSpot Podcast Network. Our editor today is Robert Hartwig, and our executive producer is Darren Clark. We've got a lot more tech and business coverage in our newsletter. If you're not subscribed, go get yourself signed up at thehustle.co/email, and we'll see you tomorrow.